I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. With me is fellow staff writer's goatee, Charles Bryant. How are you, Chuck?
I'm great, and my goatee is long and strong.
It's looking good, Chuck. You're taking excellent care of it.
I like to keep it clean.
So, Chuck, you may not know this, but I actually grew up in Toledo, Ohio. You ever been?
I have not. My wife is from Ohio, but never been to Toledo.
It's actually a surprisingly cool town. The problem is it's at the end of Tornado Alley, so I've seen plenty of tornadoes in my life. And each one scarier than the last. Spent many nights at like 2 in the morning in the basement listening to the radio.
Right. That had nothing to do with the tornadoes, though.
No, it totally didn't. That was more dear old dad than anything. So I have seen some tornadoes, and actually I thought I'd kind of left him behind when we got down here to Atlanta.
Yeah, not the case.
No. You remember recently there were some tornadoes that ripped through downtown. It was the first time ever.
Yeah,
so they go
that was
through
crazy.
And just tear the roof off of the suckers, and it's just ugly. It looks post-apocalyptic downtown still, several weeks later.
Yeah, and before even.
The thing is, though, I've seen some tornadoes here or there. I've never been in the eye of a tornado.
Well, no. You know why? Because only two people have that we know of, and you're not one of them.
No, I'm not. I'm not. And if I had, I probably wouldn't tell anybody anyway. So.
Yeah, it actually has happened a couple of times, though, on record, and it's pretty amazing.
Well, why don't you tell everybody first how a tornado forms?
Well, yeah, I guess that would help. A tornado is, the thunderstorm comes in, and in the lower atmosphere, the wind picks up and creates a horizontal spinning tube on the ground. And then once the storm comes through, the rising air tilts it up, and then you get what you normally think of as the tornado, which is the vertical.
So it's kind of like a guy who's on his back is pushed up by his shoulders, and now he's standing.
And spinning
and hundreds of miles an hour.
Wreaking havoc, exactly. Up to 300 miles an hour winds.
Is that as fast as they get?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's extremely destructive, as everyone knows.
Now, I know you mentioned that actually tornadoes are generally invisible since wind is invisible, but that I read that it's actually the debris and the dust that's kicked up that give tornadoes their shape, which is funny because tornadoes are called funnel clouds.
Right.
But it's not really a cloud. It's dirt and debris and cows and, you know,
right.
Pickup
and,
trucks.
Right, from the movie Twister, cows
uh-huh.
flying across your screen.
That's one
of the myths. Another one is that you should open your windows of your house to let a tornado pass through. That's not true at all either.
A lot of people think that the low pressure found in a tornado makes your house explode.
No, that's not true.
It's actually flying debris, you say, right?
Flying cows.
Yeah, exactly. And I read NOAA suggested, that's not anyone we know named NOAA, it's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration or Agency, one of the two. They suggest not touching your windows, leaving them closed.
And get to the basement.
Exactly, which is just good advice anyway.
It is.
Yeah. So let's get back to these guys. You found two, and it was just two. And this is Chuck's article, by the way, everyone. It's a great one, too.
I appreciate that. Yeah, these two guys, one was in 1928 and one was in 1943. So it hasn't happened in a long time, which is kind of strange. And they were both farmers, go figure. out in, you know, the middle of, I think one was in Kansas, and his name was Keller, Farmer Keller.
Yeah, Farmer Will Keller.
Yeah, Farmer Keller. And, you know, he saw a tornado coming, and he's seen a bunch of these things. This is his account. And so he wasn't really scared. He got his family down in the storm cellar, but before he climbed in, he, for some reason, he's kind of transfixed. He decided to kind of stay there and watch this thing as it approached. And it actually, you know, tornadoes can hop up and leap. And I think it kind of hopped up on top of him. And the inside of a tornado.
Surprise.
Yeah, it's like the eye of a hurricane. It's supposed to be really calm. Mm-hmm. So that explains why he didn't get sucked up in the funnel cloud. And much like the movie Twister, they must have researched these guys. It was really smooth on the inside, and there was constant lightning, which lit it up from the inside in kind of a bluish-green tint. And these little tiny twisters would break away from the walls.
And make a hissing sound?
Yeah, and zip over to the other side of the wall, and it was just really insane.
I imagine.
And the other guy was another farmer in Texas, and he had pretty
Roy
much,
Hall, right?
Yeah, Roy Hall. He had basically the same account, which so everyone pretty much feels like this is what it's like.
The thing is, with Keller, I couldn't understand why he would just stand there. At the very least, Mr. Hall, who I think it happened to in, is a few years later.
Right.
He actually went in the house.
Yeah,
the tornado tore his roof off, right. And all of a sudden he found himself in the eye of the storm.
Yeah,
but
he
a similar experience, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Raised the roof.
Yeah, exactly the same thing. You know, lightning inside and really smooth walls, and they both felt a sense of calm and oddly well-being being in the center of this thing. And the storm in Texas actually killed 100 people in the town, but he
wasn't
one of them.
But it left Farmer Roy alone.
Yeah, thankfully.
Well, if you want to learn more about what it's like in the eye of a tornado, read What's It Like in the Eye of a Tornado on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.